The following shiur has been presented by Rav Yosef Greenwald, Dayan at the Beis Havad of Yerushalayim, and is brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center.
There's one halacha in the Mishnah that we didn't discuss in the first few dafim. We discussed Tam Keke, I think it's Darf Le'isr. The machlokes between the Tanakam and Rabbi Kiva, that Rabbi Kiva is mechadish, that one doesn't have to have a full shiur in the Yayin, but the Yayin is mitzdarf together with the Pass after the show of Peter by Yain is Chayiv. But here the Mishnah adds one extra knetch. The Loshon of the Mishnah is Mishnah Rishoyne Meres, Ad Sheishne Revius Yain. The Mishnah says that the shear of drinking a cup of wine, obviously when we're dreaming about drinking, the shear, B'chala Terekula, of a Maisa Shtir is Revius. Rabbi Kiva Oime, he's talking about eating. After the show of Peter by Yain, V'yeshbo Kedel Tzav Kizayis Chayiv. He says a shear of Kizayis Yachayiv. So, will the real shear of the Isser Yayin by another step forward? What's the shear? Do we say that there is no machlokes between the Tanakama and Rabbi Kiva? Because there the Tanakama is talking about a Maaseh Shtir. Rabbi Kiva is talking about a Maaseh Achila. Well, the Yayin has to be drunk, right? Isn't it a Dovah Shel Shtir? So, what is the shear? Seems that this is another point which is a machlokes. It would be possible for them to dash in the pasuk without bringing up this point, but it seems to be inherent in the drosh of Rabbi Kiva, even though the pashtus is yayin al teisht. The Torah says a lashon of achila l'chayr the shir, but we're talking about ma'aser shtir. The shir should be revius. Rabbi Kiva, the dashen, and we're talking about mishra senam. We're talking about something that's soaked into a piece of bread. So we're talking about achila, and the shir is kizayis. We wouldn't have to say this machlokes tanoim, but l'chayre we see over here that tanoim held that this point was also subject to dispute. Now let's go into this a little bit. Taisus in Zvachim Daf Kuftes says, let's say we're talking about different things in kochim that one is not allowed to eat. Like we're talking about psula and mekdoshim, things became pigle. So there's different thing. There's different chalokim of kochim that can become iser. There's the basar of a carbon. There's the chelev of the carbon. There's the yayin that was used for the nesachim. What happens when one is eating? What's the shear of iser for which there would be malchus? Tezin Zvachim Daf Kuf Tes says that when it's all put together, the shear is because ayis. The shear is ayis. Why? Because we're talking about being mitzarev. Again, we're talking about being mitzarev different things. We're talking about a basar with yayin together. The shear, all that is kazayis. Even though yayin l'chayr is a midi d'shtir, something that's a ma'aser shtir, an act of drinking is done to it, not a ma'aser achila, still the shear is kazayis. The Rambam seemingly argues on this. The Rambam says, L'gabi nozir, the nozir should show repeated by yayin, tzorah chavias yayin in the past. The Rambam says that even when we're talking about the yayin in the past, we're talking about a kazayis of bas, but we're talking about a revius yayin in the past. The Rambam, let's clarify. The Rambam argues with what we've been saying till now by Nozir, the Heter is mitzdarf l'iser. It's a separate discussion. Why the Rambam argues? The Rambam does argue. So how much yayin do you have to have in the bread in order to render it, in order to be mechuyev malchus? The Rambam says a revius. The Rambam seems to argue on the above mentioned daisus that says that whenever something is in iser achila, and over here the yayin is also together with the bread or together with the grapes, the shear is b'kazayis. So others want to say, the Menchas Chinuch, the Rishash is in Yevomis, say that there's a difference between nozir and all other machalos asuris. Nozir, the Torah says, yayin v'sheich altev, the Torah says a lashon of shtir. Over there, the shear is b'revius. But b'chol ha'terekula, let's say by b'chol sasuris, of kochim and other things, the Torah talks about achila. Yes, there are certain things of that which are a ma'aser shtir is done, but the shear will have to be a kezayis worth of yayin in order that when one drinks the yayin, it doesn't have to be turned into solid form, to be frozen. When one drinks the wine, they'll have to drink a volume which is consistent with a kazayis, not a shear which is consistent with a revius. What's the difference? Why should there be a difference in nozer? Because the Torah says shesio, and all other places not. The Biskarov adds, based on the there's a Rosh by us in the Chesem Amaze, where the Rosh says that the din of Shia by Nazir, the Torah said before, the Torah learns out, the Torah says the Lashon of Shia. It's not true. The Torah uses the Lashon of Shia by a different Issa, which is called the Issa of Shosu Yayin. The Issa to go into, for a Kohen to walk into the Beis HaMikdash when he's Shikur. Over there the Torah says Yayin V'Sheikh HaLtesht. Over here the Torah says a lotion of achila. Achila on grapes, achila on anything that's produced from grapes, achila on wine. So why say that the Shia is Berevius? Says the Briskerov that we learn out from that din of Shia Bamigdosh. It's even worth quoting the Rosh. The Rosh says like this, it's on the top of Lamed Ches on the base. Shesia Berevius, the Alfinon Sheikhah Sheikhah Mimigdosh. We learn out Exer Shava from Beis HaMikdash, V'hadu Yolav Kol Issa Nazir Mishsiyo. Since the Torah compares the Issa Shsiyo with Exer Zakosu, with Exer Shava, to the Issa of Yayin by Nazir, Yayin by Nazir will have the same parameters over there, over there the Torah says Shsiyo, over here also the Shia will be Berevius. Now, over there, the Issa is certainly an Issa Shasir. Obviously, over here by Nazir, we're saying most of the Issa is an Issa Shasir. There's something very problematic about this comparison, the way the Rosh says it. The din by Shosu Yayin is clearly not an Issa of the Maaseh Shasir. What happened? He drank, he had a drink, he had a down the beer, or he had a cup of wine for Havdalah, for Kiddush, and then he wanted to walk into the Beis HaMikdash. The Issa is not drinking and making Avdalah or having a drink. Maybe there's something wrong with having a drink, but that's not the Issa the Torah is discussing. The Issa of the Torah is that if he's drunk and it's had an effect on him, when he's drunk a revius of wine, he is a Shosu Yayin. The same way, there's nothing wrong with drinking by a party. The problem is if you get into a car afterwards. It's not the maisa of drinking which is problematic. It's the doing something afterwards with that effect. So how could you compare that to what we're talking about by Nazir, with the point is not the effect. The point is, maybe we could say time to grow, that he shouldn't get drunk. He's in a heightened state of awareness, of Kedusha, so on. But what the maisa, what's the issa? Today the issa is doing a maisa of drinking a cup of wine. That's true. That he's going to get, it's not for going in some place, it's for drinking. As far as the maisa, who says that's the shir of a maisa of drinking? If the Torah says always achilo, b'chol ha-Torah kula, the shir of even liquid is b'kazayis, then why shouldn't that be true here? Just because the Torah was megala, that a certain effect of drinking wine is berevius, that affects our halacha. This is very, very difficult to understand. Maybe just to make the problem a little bit lesser, what we would have to say in Lomdus is that maybe the point is not so much, we're not learning out, you're right, the halacha of Shosu Yayin is in the effect, but we're not learning out the maisa of drinking berevius. What we're learning out is that less than a revius is not called, it doesn't have a din of yayin. Kilo, similar to saying that less than a kezayis of solid food would not be considered machol sasuris, less than a revius would not be considered yayin. If one would drink memela, if one would drink less than a revius of yayin, it would be considered that what he drank wasn't wine. Not so much of a shir in the meiser shtir, which is l'chayr, what we understand, but it's a shir in the definition of is it wine. This is why I'm saying it with a hesitancy, because it's takanat. It's not glatt. It doesn't sound right. What this would tell us, let's say, is that less than a kezayis or less than a revius, not only is it missing in the maisa achil, the maisa shtir, but it's also, so to speak, not machol zasus. We said something not like this in the shir before, which is the simple understanding. For example, let's say there's a keren oyer that way, but it's a very bichidish. What about a Shosu Yayin? Let's say a Shosu Yayin drinks a half a revius. Pashtus, if the Torah was Megal, the shear of shasir of then walking into the Beis Hamikdash is revius. If one drinks a half revius, the effect hasn't been had. If the effect hasn't been had, then he's allowed to walk into the Beis Hamikdash. The Rebbe learns up in the Tshuva Sarash with tremendous chiddush. It boggles the mind. It's very hard to understand. But this is what the Rashba seems to indicate, that if somebody drinks a half a kazayis of wine and then he goes to Beis HaMikdash, he's over on the Isser of Bias Migdash, or Shosu Yayin, with a din of Chatzi Shir. Tremendous chiddush. It's hard to accept, but that seems to be at least what the Rashba is saying. Another place you see the same idea is Achiezer from Chaim Oizer in Chelik Beis and Chof Aleph brings maybe a similar idea that a chatzis shir, what if somebody eats a half a kazayis on Yom Kippur? So the way we said in the previous shir, the issur of chatzis shir was never to say the chatzis shir is also a chatich disur. Chatzis shir was always a chatich disur. The problem is that less than a kazayis is not a full ma'is achila. So you're over because you started eating, you started the ma'is achila. Says Reb Chaim Oizer, no. Reb Chaim Oizer says less than a kazayis is, less than a kazayis is not machol's hasuris. Less than a kazayis is not machol's hasuris. He says by regular chaticha di sura, he says that less than a kazayis is machol's hasuris. He says over there would be chatzi shi'os min atari min asorah. The Ram, the Gemara in Yumo, in the Sugi of chatzi shi'ah, seems to bring a svara for chatzi shi'ah. B'chol ha'ter kulo chelev, as b'cholov, nevela, shrevis, whatever it is a svar that's also, because it's chazal tzeruf. And then the Gemara brings a pasuk, on Yom Kippur of Chatzishir, a pasuk of kol chelev, l'rabbis Chatzishir. Why is one need a pasuk with this svar? It says, because on Yom Kippur there's no chetzavi surah, there's nothing wrong with the bread. It's machol sasurahis. A slice of bread, a piece of apple, a bottle of coke is machol sasuris on Yom Kippur, or there's an issur on the gavri, it has to be mona. There's a problem with the food. If it'd be a chayla, it'd be allowed to eat. There's nothing wrong with the food itself. It's not a chefz, it's not machol sasuris. So he said, if it's not machol sasuris, there shouldn't be any chatzishir. Chatzishir is only if there's machol sasuris. So it's also because it's also machol sasuris. If it's not machol sasur, it's only nisa gavin, not nisa chefze, by shosu yayin also, there would not be chatzis shir asmin atar. Except the Keren Ayur says that there would be chatzis shir. You see the same idea in play. Another place where this comes up is a Rambam. The Rambam says that if a person makes a shvur not to eat, and the understanding is that not eating in dinei teru is a kazayis, if he makes a shvur not to eat, then if he eats a half of a kazayis, he's also minatir, he's over minatir, and chatushi also minatir. And the Mishnah Melech discusses this in Hilchos Shvuos Barichus. B'chayru, the Shvua, he's over when he eats a kazayis. The intent of his Shvua was, I'm making a Shvua not to eat a kazayis. When he eats a half a kazayis, he wasn't over on the Shvua. So when he was over on the Shvua a little bit, it's not machol sasuris. The problem is only when he's over al dvarav. He wasn't over al dvarav. So over here also, you see in the Rambam that the issue of chatzis shir asmin atar is not dafka when it's chatzis disura. It's not dafka when there's something wrong with it. But it's, the idea is starting the issue, which Yom Kippur L'chayr also starting the issue. We said an example, let's say if somebody eats kazayis, if somebody eats a half a kazayis of chometz, the last second of Pesach. So there we can say fakeret. On the one hand, machol sasuris he did have. He had a kazayis, but on the other hand, the Kesem Mishnah says over there is a chiddush because it's not chazal tzarufis. So you could play the game both ways. You could talk about something yet being chatzishir or not being chatzishir, depending on whether it's a chetzidisura, on whether it's be'etzim achol sasuz, or you could talk about is it chatzishir asmin atar or not, depending on whether the ma'isa is considered the beginning of a ma'isa which will bring to an issur, or it has no shakus to that ma'isa. So that's some of the discussion around this point. To compare shosu yayin to nozir shoshosa is very difficult because nozir shoshosa we're talking about a maisa iser. Shosu yayin we're not talking about a maisa iser. We're talking about the effect that drinking revius has on him. But again, that is what the Rosh compares. So we have to work with that. We're saying that it seems to me machlokes rishonim, the Rambam, the Taisus, if the shear of yayin benozer is berevius or bekazayis, if it's not in the piece of bread, if it's just the yayin, what would be the shear? The Rambam, b'chol atar kula, seems to be somewhat problematic. On the one hand, sometimes the Rambam in Machol Sasuris says the shear is, even things that the derech is to drink, the shear is bekazayis. Bayisadam, Machol Sasuris perek vov, chomitz, perek aleph, if a person eats or drinks, beer would be a case in point. If somebody drinks beer, beer is chomitz. Not so much that's chomitz, but if we say that's chomitz, drinking a kazayis would be the shir visa. It's a trumitz and perikud of ilchus trumitz, yayin of orlo. But let's say lagabi brochus, brocha achroino, the shir is a kazayis. The Rambam says lagabi something that's drunk, the shir is a revis. And the Kesef Mishnah says over there, kabachol is a shir revis. We just quoted five cases where the Issa Shtir would also be Bekazayis, so there's a problem. The Rambam Mamaisa in several places does hold that the Isser is totally in Revius. Stam Yenom, which is in Machol Sasuas Perikud Aleph. Shasias Yayin of Maisa Sheni Chutz Me'achoymo, where he drank it outside of Yerushalayim, that would also be Revius. Shvua Shalo Yishte would be Revius. It could be, the Chayin were discussing, there's no clear one nusach how to understand what the approach of the Rambam is. Wherever the Torah could be, that wherever the Torah was koiled it, let's say Trumis, Orlo, Chomitz, all these things, the Isser in principles and Isser Achila. When it's in liquid form, then the Isser is doing the Maaseh Shtiyah, but the Shtiyah is only a form of Achila, Shtiyah ka Achila. In that sense, the shtiyah has to be on the same thing that the chilah would be on, because but where the Torah is kaveh the shtiyah as something for itself, the marshal of Maaseh Sheni, the Torah talks about eating inside Yerushalayim. The Torah talks about dogon v'tirosh. The Torah clearly defines grain, solids, yayin, and wine. So the Torah specifically talks about wine. The issue of not eating in the right place would be an Isser which is related to liquids. An Isser specifically on liquid form would be Berevius. When the Torah talks about Machol Sasuris and the Shtir is just a way of doing the Achila to be over, then the Shtir would be Bekazayis. But where the Torah specifically spoke about something in its liquid form, there the Shtir would be Berevius, because that's what it is. So that's where the Kesef Mishnah is right. It's that way B'chol HaTorah Kula. Wherever the Torah talks about a Maaseh Shtiyah, and let's say we're talking about for Brocha Achroina, we're talking about one makes a Bar Priya Gofen, what he did was a Maaseh Shtiyah. We're not talking about Shtiyah or a Shtiyah form of Achil, we're talking about Shtiyah. If the Shtiyah is Shtiyah, then if it's an act of Shtiyah, which one is carrying out, then the Shtiyah of when it's considered a Maaseh is Berevius. What's interesting is, just for another Maramachim, Tosis in Nozid Afman Chesem Aleph says that the shear of Yayin Shel Orlo and Klai Hakerem, Orlo and Klai Hakerem always go together, Yayin Shel Orlo and Klai Hakerem is Berevius. The Ramban in Avodah Zarah Samach Vov says that the shear of Issur Dam is Berevius, not like the Rambam that we quoted before. Tosis is not like the Rambam, the Ramban is not like the Ramban, it's not like the Rambam. The Chinuch in Kufn and Dalet says that by if somebody drinks milk from a behemoth tmeh, somebody milks a behemoth tmeh and drinks the milk, that would also be berevius. Now, the isser of eating from a trefa animal is an isser achila. You could be mukayim that isser achila with a ma'aseh shtiyah, but then it should be b'gazayis. So you see clearly that a lot of the rishonim hold not like the Rambam. Any type of thing which is which its natural way of ingesting is b'shtiyah, then the shear will be berevius. The Rambam holds it's totally what the issur in the Torah is. If the issur in the Torah is achilo, then the shear will always be bekazayis. If the issur is specifically in liquid form, then the issur is on shtiyah, not shtiyah as a form of achilo. The Rishonim are saying no. The Rishonim are saying that anything which is naturally in liquid form, then the right ma'aseh to do on that, the normal ma'aseh to do on that, and that which the Torah spoke about is the ma'aseh shtiyah, then the halacha would be that the shear would be
the Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To sign up for the Halacha Center's weekly interactive e-journal, please email subscribe to info@thehalachacenter.org.